before I start, I would say that the singing was just so wonderful. If you were outside while singing was going on here, it was wonderful to hear young people raising up voices of praise to the Lord. And it's a characteristic of Christianity. A Christian person, one of the marks of them, that they are able to utter words of praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. Because we're living in a world where there are murmuring and complaining. That's all what you hear all the time. Murmuring and complaining. But the Christian, even through difficult times, is able to raise his voice, raise your voice with praises to the Lord. So Christianity really is not a religion. Christianity is a lifestyle. It's very, very practical. And it's very real. The Word of God, this book that we have here, is a living word, is a living book. And in it, God had not only given us His mind, He has not only given us what was in His heart concerning us, but He had given us examples of persons. Sometimes He brings before us examples of persons who are our age. Sometimes He brings us examples of persons who are, might be going through circumstances that are very familiar to the circumstances we go through. But in that living book, you will always find an answer to whatever issue, no matter how old or how young you are. And that's very important. The book that guide us in our life, it is not the changing logic of this world. It is the Word of God. And we need to keep that in mind. Most of you now are off this summer. I wonder how much time we spent reading the Word of God and then taking it in and trying to apply what we learn in our life. What we have before us this day, if the Lord leads us here, we're going to look into Joseph. And Joseph is a very attractive, charming, nice person. As a matter of fact, he is the closest type that you could find in the scripture to the person of the Lord Jesus. I imagine in my mind sometimes when, after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, when he met the two disciples that were walking back home, heavy in heart, disappointed, and just things are not going their way. And I'm sure many of us have experienced that many, many times. Things did not work out the way you wanted to work out. And your heart is very heavy, and your mind is racing, and you are disappointed, and you are cast down. The Lord Jesus comes in, and he doesn't try to solve their problem by pointing out to what's wrong with them. He comes to them and he said, "Why are you sad?" He's telling them, "Art thou a stranger in Israel? Don't you know what's going on?" Then the scripture tells us that from the scripture, he took the scriptures, and from Moses and all the prophets, explained to them things concerning himself. Now I imagine that the Lord Jesus, while he was in Genesis 37, because he went through all of the scripture, I believe, with them, he would tell them about Joseph. And then he would tell them, you know, you remember that story of Joseph? Now, every Jewish person that went to bar mitzvah and studied the law knows the story of Joseph. And they have this historical fact that happened a long time ago. He said, "This is concerning me. Joseph suffered and entered to his glory. So Christ also must suffer and enter to his glory." So he unfolded to them the scripture concerning himself. Everything is concerning himself. And at the end of the journey, he said, "Stay with us. Don't leave." And when he was gone from their eyes, he said that hearts were burning within them. He forgot the problem, their disappointment, everything, because their heart was so occupied with the person of the Christ as he was unfolded to them through the Word of God. The answer to us is this book. The Word of God, as we read it and understand it, it will bring soothing and it will erase away all of our difficulties and all of our problems. It doesn't mean that it will go away, but we will have the strength to overcome them and to face them. Joseph is very unique in many, many ways. As I said, he is the closest mind to a person that you could say that is typical of the Lord Jesus. That's number one. Number two, there are certain features about him which we will study that resemble the life of the Lord Jesus. Again, he is the type of the Lord Jesus. But then you would say that's very, like, far away. Okay, he's the type of the Lord Jesus. How about you and me? Would he be an example for you and I also? And he is indeed an example. A 17 years old boy, I'm sure there is many of us here, who are 17, or been 17, or will be 17. And you know exactly what a 17 years old, what a 15 years old, what a 14 years old go through. And Joseph was not a superman. He was just like you and I. At 17 years old, at 15 years old, at 18 years old, he was going through what every person at that stage of life goes through. But then we learn how he conducted himself, how he behaved in a way. He, in every setting of his life, which is very similar to what we have, when he was in his father's house, among his brethren, among his friends, we will see how he acted. When he was working, because we would read later on that he has a part-time job, just like many of you here today have a part-time job. He was working. He had a job. He had responsibility. You also read that he was very close in communion with his father. He brought everything to the father. I would say that he was a man of prayer. He was a man of prayer. He would go and commune with his father. And that's something also characterized his life. The last thing I want to say about him, because again, we will go into much details. I don't want you to sit here listening to these comments that will be made and think of it as this is something that is historical. Or it really applies to the person that is sitting next to me. Or applies to my friend, I wish he was here. I want you to ask yourself the question, what's in it for me? What could I learn today that as a result of being here for a whole day of a conference, that when I go back to the circumstances of life, whether it be at school, whether it be with my friends, whether it be with my job, how am I going to be a different person on Monday than I was on Friday? And if I'm not changing, well, tell you the truth, you wasted your day coming here today. We need to have open mind and open hearts and really willing to receive, to say, what is the Spirit of God saying to me concerning a real person that lived in the real circumstances, that faced certain issues, and as a result of that, he was exalted. It's interesting that the life of Joseph does not start with chapter 45, where he is exalted. We all love to have it there. You know, I would like to reach the end of the journey and to just have everything, no problem, no difficulties now. Everything is under my command, I'm in control. But it doesn't start there. And to reach chapter 45, you have to start with chapter 37. Verse 2 said, this is the generation of Jacob. And it's funny. It's mentioned, this expression mentioned about 12 times in the book of Genesis. 12 times it said, this is the generation of Jacob. This is the last time. And you'd expect he started with Reuben. He started with Judah. But he said Joseph. And no mention anything about anybody else so far, now as you will read on, but Joseph. He was the object. He is the end. He is the last Adam. He is the second man. He is everything to God. And if you want to learn anything, the standard is this. It's Christ. God's standard is Christ. God's standard is not the brother that's sitting next to you. God's standard is Christ. God's standard is not the sister that's sitting next to you. Your role model should be Christ. should be Christ. That's the standard that we want to reach up to. And in the study today, as we look at him first as a type of Christ, and then as an example for you and I, we realize what the verse said in the scripture, that all of these things were written for us. When the Spirit of God was sending us messages, and this is the message that he sent in his word, a message from heaven. Not only that he give us the rules to live by, the laws to live by, the regulation that should govern our life, but he gives us examples of men and women that have lived in this sea, abiding by these requirements of God, that they might reflect in the life of God's Son. This is the generation of Jacob, Joseph. That's what was before the heart of God, before the heart of the Spirit of God when he wrote these things.